Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey guys, today we're talking about the whole journey of Creamy Dreamy Protein and its transformation to OPP, Optimized Plant Protein.
This is something that is really close to our hearts. And some of you remember, we pulled one of our most popular products out of the store, which was Creamy Dreamy, right? And we relaunched a new one and gave you what we believe is the best, most complete plant protein on the market.
So without further ado, here it is. Today, we're going to talk about whether your plant protein is worth it, because many aren't worth it.
Yeah. Chances are you know the importance of protein, or good on you, you're just here to get a better grip on protein's role in your diet. But with all the rage going around about protein and actually plant protein in specifics, right?
Oh my goodness, it's such a rage. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, so we need to ask the questions then, how much do we need? What kind's the best, etc. Because as you said, Serene, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, but are the dollars adding up to the hype?
Yeah, do you know that plant-based proteins have gaping holes? They do. People are often spending top dollar to hit their protein quota, but many plant proteins on the market, they are not providing the necessary nutrients for muscle synthesis, which is why we take protein. One of the main reasons.
In the first place, right? That's why you take a protein powder. In other words, those proteins aren't helping to achieve the desired results.
And why is that? We're here today to get down to business and answer this very question.
Yeah, but to do that, first we're going to tell you a personal story, how we failed and what we learned. And then we're going to give you the key to optimize your plant protein intake.
It's going to be very humbling. In my 20s, Pearl, you remember this all too well. I ended up on a raw food vegan diet. I was very staunch. And honestly, I was a bit on the psycho side about it all. And I always said, this is the Garden of Eden diet. This is the perfect way to live. It's the blueprint for man, from the creator. But I had 4 pregnancies. I breastfed all those 4 babies on this very strict raw plant-based food diet. I gained less than 10 pounds in those pregnancies.
That's not normal, Serene.
No, it's not normal. And I wasn't overweight to begin with. So, you know, all of those babies were average 8 pounds. I had good sized babies. So I was emaciated by the end of it.
But you thought this was the ultimate way to eat. And then you kind of dragged me into the plant-based world, the vegan world. I mean, I actually used to love meat. But back at that time, Serene, my little sister's like, Pearl, you know, you could be vegan. So I did, and I did for over 10 years. And some of my pregnancies were vegan too. But there was something in me, you know, I would sneak because you were like
a sneak artist.
The perfect one, never having meat touch your lips. I would sneak it on the side because something inside me craved it.
I wish I had that something inside.
Yes. But it got so bad that both of our health spiraled out of control.
Spiraled out of control. That's why I wish I had that instinct in me, because I'm telling you, wow, we didn't have some weird disease, you know, or anything like that, but we were majorly nutrient depleted. We were EAA depleted.
Yeah, and what that is essential amino acid depletion. That's what we had.
Protein depletion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like sarcopenia. You know, you think that's muscle wasting that happens to older people. But I was in my 20s and I exercised every day for hours.
Oh,
I had no muscle tone.
Yeah. The silver lining in all of this, though, is that the difficulties of those years put a fire in our hearts to prevent others from stumbling down that same painful path.
Yeah, but back then we didn't have this pivotal key that we now have. The role of essential amino acids had yet to be realized in our minds. So fast forward a number of years when we came to understand the importance of all the food groups. Some of you know the whole story, but we wrote a best-selling book and ended up launching a whole line of health products. We offered animal-based proteins such as undenatured whey. And we also wanted to set out on a course to find the best plant protein.
Yeah, because some people, they are sensitive to whey or they just prefer the idea of a plant protein. And they, you know, it's just like it's their preference, psychological, physical, no matter what it is. They just want to do plant.
We landed on hemp. After a lot of research, we landed on hemp.
Why? It's very minimally processed. It's ground from hemp hearts. And that's all it is defatted hemp hearts. And it's chock full of vitamins and minerals. I mean, you got the A and C, beta carotene, serine, iron, calcium,
magnesium.
It goes on, right?
Zinc.
High in soluble and insoluble fiber. So,
but Pearl,
good for your gut.
We can't forget about the beautiful fatty acid profile, the omega-3s, just beautiful in the hemp hearts. Yeah, this stuff was our dream plant protein.
I mean, we called it creamy, dreamy plant protein because it wasn't gritty like other plant proteins.
And for all of those nutritious reasons and the fact that at this creamy dreaminess, we decided we're going to commit to sourcing this and bringing it as a trim, as part of our Trim Healthy line.
Yeah, but this is when we discovered something. We discovered the whole concept of optimization and that plant proteins require it.
Yes. Yeah, it was a revelation. And we just launched our protein. People loved it. We loved it. Yet here we were faced with this new knowledge and we couldn't and wouldn't cover it up.
Yeah, I mean, we've really staked our whole reputation on being honest and offering the very best, most pure products. And this couldn't be an exception to the rule. Like, we felt like it wasn't doing what protein should, because the truth was that all in its lonesome, hemp heart protein was insufficient for muscle synthesis.
Mm-hmm. Meaning it couldn't protect and build our lean body mass, which is protein's first job. And the reason it is fire for metabolic health. We had thought it was complete. We had thought it was going to build body mass. We had thought it was muscle building, but upon deeper scientific understanding, it became clear that just like most proteins, it wasn't most plant proteins, I should say. It wasn't doing all of those things.
I mean, it did have the 9 essential amino acids, so you could say on paper it was complete, but it was by no means adequate for muscle building. And the main problem was that it didn't have enough muscle triggering leucine. So leucine is crucial. It's the muscle triggering boss.
I mean, it had leucine in there, but not enough to do anything.
Yeah.
It has to be a certain bolus to be able to trigger that muscle synthesis. In fact, research showed it could do next to nothing in the amounts that it had.
Yeah.
And this is the exact same problem for many other plant proteins on the market. In fact, many have even greater gaping holes.
Yeah. So zooming in, leucine is the muscle building boss of the 9 essential amino acids. And in most plant protein powders, it is too low and it will not build muscles or rev your metabolism.
This is not being said, Pearl. It's not being said out there.
But it needs to be.
Yeah. If you're a plant protein user, look at its ingredient facts. If it doesn't list leucine as a minimum, 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams, or better yet, 3,000 or 3 grams, it's not doing the job, and there's no other way around it.
We were faced with the crossroads. What were we going to do? This was one of our best-selling products, but it was not doing its main job. So we were faced with the crossroads. What to do? I mean, this was one of our best-selling products, Serene, and it was not doing its main job, and we realized that. So we decided we'd pull it. Mm-hmm. We'd pull it off the market.
We went back to the drawing board. We knew we had an incredible foundation. I mean, you just heard the list of the nutrients in this beautiful hemp heart protein. But cracking this code on it fueling lean body mass, that was non-negotiable to us.
Yeah, and so over the course of a year, we worked with a renowned food scientist, and we were able to achieve what we truly believe is the best, most enriching, most muscle synthesizing plant protein available anywhere in the world.
I mean, we still love animal proteins, but boy, if you want an effective plant protein, we jolly well did it, if we don't mind saying.
No, I don't mind saying so, because it was a year-long effort, and what we came out of this...
It was grueling.
Yeah. What we came out with was the key to optimizing plant protein was getting this thing to be its best self and to do its best job.
We came out of the lab with our optimized plant protein, OPP. And we kept the foundation exactly the same, but we added the necessary amounts of leucine from a plant-based source, specifically a 3-gram bolus of leucine. And we've talked about that's very important. Why? Because that is what research says triggers muscle synthesis. And we added glycine, which is also muscle fueling, but it's an important part. Pearl, talk a little bit about our
proprietary liposomal delivery system. Yeah. And that's what we need, right? Because we need to talk about delivery systems when we talk about plant protein, because plant protein is notoriously bio unavailable. And we want to be bioavailable, meaning we want what all these nutrients, the protein, to get into our muscle cells. And with plant proteins, that is not always so.
Right. You know, animal proteins are researched as having much greater bioavailability, which means if you're going to switch to plant or you're going to use plant from time to time, this bioavailability issue, it needs to be addressed. So we did.
Yeah. And we have scoured. What the word?
Scoured.
Scoured nutritional labels and on Amazon, good old-fashioned Costco, you know, Wally World. I mean, wherever you want to get your protein. And the essential amino profiles on most plant proteins are simply not hitting the mark.
No, they have those gaping holes. Many brands are trying to mix the plant proteins. They're doing their best. They're putting the brown rice, the pea, the quinoa, the lentil proteins together. But they're still not anywhere sufficient, adequate for muscle fueling.
No, mixing plant proteins doesn't do anything unless it gets you to that beautiful 3-gram lutein bolus.
But Pearl, even if you get to that 3-gram lutein bolus, to do that, it's always a giant scoop of powdery, chalky stuff. But then the bioavailability issue. Maybe in this giant scoop, you've got, you know, 3-gram bolus, but are you going to receive all of that?
Right.
And you're bloated.
Yeah, because you have to use so much of it, right? Mm-hmm. So with our optimized plant protein, it is 3 tablespoons. I mean, it is only 70 calories, just 3 tablespoons, and it gives you that 3-gram bolus. And it is equal to 48 grams of bioequivalent protein.
Amazing.
So that's what you get in just 3 tablespoons. And we're not saying that there is no other plant protein that has been optimized on the market, but we haven't seen it.
No. And the Trim Healthy plant protein is perfect for your oatmeal, for your smoothies, your yogurt, your kefir bowls, even for baking. My daughter, she makes incredibly yummy plant protein muffins.
Yeah. So just know that when you use it, it's doing what it should.